The Osgood File, sponsored by Identity Guard. When you get top-rated Identity Guard identity theft protection for less than a dollar a day, life is good. Sign up now at identityguard.com/dollar. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. They come from all over the country. People like Joe Mallow, who came from New York City.
This Bible has photos and letters in it.
And Trisha Ivan, who came from Tulsa.
Anybody need gloves? Paper towel?
And Tom Mayberry, who came from Joplin.
Do you feel like a hero?
No. No, I don't.
They're not from any relief organization. They're not from the government. But they seem to live by the same motto. If nature destroys it, they will come and help rebuild it. More after this. Joe Mallow, a carpenter from New York City, spent the night in a church parking lot in Moore, Oklahoma, so he could put on work gloves and start sorting bricks and looking for heirlooms in the rubble of last week's tornado. And CBS correspondent Vanita Nyer asked him,
"Why did you come?"
"I came because I know what being a part of something like this feels like, and I know that it's an amazing thing to do, and I wanted to feel that. I want to experience that."
Same for Tom Mayberry from Joplin, Missouri, who skipped his 34th wedding anniversary to join the work crews. And Trisha Ivan, a physician's assistant who came from Tulsa, Oklahoma, with her family to help.
On the emotional level, what do you think lies ahead?
Well, we've been doing some emotional treatment too, and you either have to joke and you have to keep a light heart, because otherwise you go to the other extreme. And I treated several people at the clinic who were just hysterical and bawling and just couldn't come to terms with what had happened.
The volunteers sort rubble into piles of bricks and lumber. They make lunches, they give free massages, and sometimes they just share hugs.
That is one thing too, is that the hugs, like, you get like the best quality hugs out here you can possibly imagine.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.